This is Dr. Halberd sending a clinic note on Fabian Lopez. Birthday is 1-22-08. Patient's brought here today by his mother with complaints of not having a bowel movement the past week with some cramping. Vital signs are normal. Immunization is up to date. No known allergies. Current medicines none. Medical history negative. Surgical history negative. Present illness of some abdominal pain with no bowel movement for the past week. Review of symptoms. Patient has trouble sleeping with anxiety for the past several months. Got in trouble at school because some kid gave him vape container with controlled substance and is going to alternative school now. School has offered tutoring and support, but patient still refuses to go to school per mother. Past history, history of anxiety, social history, eighth grade, refusing to go to school with pending failure, family history, single mother with 18-year-old sister graduating. Physical exam, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. TM's clear, pupils equal and round and light accommodation, no nasal oral mucosa negative for inflammation, neck supple without masses or adenopathy, chest without tenderness or deformity, lungs clear to auscultation percussion, heart rhythm, without murmurs or gout, abdomen soft without evidence of organomegaly or tinnitus, back negative, skin negative, extremities negative, neuropsychiatric, orientated times 4, cranial nerve 2-10, intact, no motor sensory deficits noted, mood in effect, seems to be guarded with expression of anxiety. Patient was given a prescription of prolactulose to take as directed. Mother advised to get help from Texas Children's Hospital or Tri-County and to call for assistance. Impression, constipation, anxiety reaction with school refusal. Patient to be followed at Texas Children's Hospital or Tri-County. If unable to get help through the school system or locally, or find a psychiatrist to provide necessary care. Mother agrees to call Texas Children's Hospital and to set up appointments so that he can receive care there. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.